Doing well. Glad to have Samantha Logic here. She's a player that's definitely going to help us during the season. Sony Schimmel will get to play a little bit off of the ball, but again, starting her at the point guard position is going to be good for us. It'll be good to get to Louisville to really see. Again, it's going to be interesting making our cuts. There's some people that are right there on the edge, but again, after this game in Louisville, we'll determine how our cuts are made.
When you said starting her at point, were you referring to Shoney or referring to Logic?
Shoney.
Okay. What about Celine? What is her status?
You have to talk to Angela about that. Right now, I think she has still her loyalties to her national team, so we'll just wait and see what's going to happen with her. May not come, but again, she's still our property.
And if she does, it won't be till when?
Till probably like June, middle of June sometime before she comes.
What are the goals for training camp?
Just to make cuts, to pick the best 11 players that we feel is going to help our team win a championship. And that's it.
Other than Logic, which of the other rookies have impressed you so far? What are they doing well?
Well, Samantha just had one practice under her belt, two actually yesterday. Looks good. Martha Alwall from Mississippi looks extremely well. I was actually surprised. I saw her play this year, but I didn't know she was that long. And very good player, good defensive player. And that's the one thing I like about all these rookies. I think Ethan Lebeque has definitely opened her eyes a little bit. Her ability to defend people on the perimeter. And I think that we lack a little bit in that area, as well as size. Being 5'11", 6 feet tall will help us.
Coach, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling extremely well. Thank you for asking. I'm ready to go.
When you look back at the series last year, and you guys got upset, came down to the last shot, you probably feel like you probably shouldn't even have come down to the last shot. What did you guys do maybe that? Where did you come up short, and how can you address that?
Well, I think last year's demise was exactly that. I think that obviously my health wasn't at the best, and again, but our players played extremely well. You can't take a lot from that Chicago Sky team. They're a very good basketball team. They did everything that they had to do to win that basketball game. Obviously, Deladonna being a force offensively, but I thought we lost in the rebounding. That's something that we're going to work extremely hard on this year because it goes along with what Pat Riley used to say, no rebounds, no rings.
That's a good phrase. Is the starting five set, do you think, for the most part?
I'm pretty sure we're set. Obviously, with Shoney being in there, that's the only position. But, Tip, Angel, Sancho, Erica, those right, that's going to be our anchor. And I think Shoney will fit well with that. But this year, I really like the depth we have in our bench. And I think we can, play about 9, 10 players and still be a very productive team.
Where do you want Shoney to improve this year from year one to year two?
Well, obviously, it's going to be their defense. I think that's going to be the main thing. But again, defense is played as a team. So if she can just keep people in front of her, she's going to be all right. But I think the thing that she has under her belt is another year. And I think that year is definitely going to make her a better player.
Do you like this idea of going to Louisville?
I love the idea. I think that's a great opportunity for us to gain more fans. Obviously, that's where Shoney and Angel played. And again, always trying to give back to the community. We can give them something back as far as bringing their former alumni players to play in front of them and see them play at a professional level. I think it's going to set a new stage for different people around the league or teams. We'll start doing that. And again, our job is to attract as many fans as we can. And that college fan base is extremely important.
When you look at Angel's game, how do you try to help her improve at this sort of stage in her career?
Right now, it's just maintenance with Angel, and I'm going to take the Greg Popovich approach with her during the season to really give her some rest. And I think the one thing that she had is that obviously she didn't play the whole season overseas, so that really has helped. But I think with the people we got coming in, Samantha being one of them, can take a heavy burden off of her as far as scoring. So look for her scoring average to go down. Just a little bit, but again, we're going to need her to play and play big minutes, and if we can get her rested throughout the season, she'll be a better player in the playoffs when we really, really need her.
Is this the year that Tiffany kind of maybe becomes more of the scoring option for the squad?
I think Tiffany's scoring is going to go up, and again, it's about maintenance our players. The WNBA is not a marathon, it's a sprint. And, with the players playing overseas and coming back and getting a couple of days off and then playing again is going to be important. So, again, it's going to be up to me as a coach to really do a good job of maintenance with our rest and when to play them and when not to play them.
Great. prediction.
But Tiffany will be a very important piece to what we're going to do, because I think her ability to score, you'll see her do a little bit more.
Prediction on the Hawks and Cavs?
I really don't want to hear that.